Hey, dude, what's up? Your mom called me this morning and she said that you're not going to the prom? Why? Did anything happen? Well, I guess I don't really need an answer for that, since I can see that your room looks pretty funny right now. Let me see. Where can I sit? Even your bed is a mess. Okay, I guess I'll just sit here. So, is this what you have been doing the whole time, dude? Is this why you weren't answering my calls? We've been preparing for the prom for almost a month now, and we were really excited. But suddenly you have a change of mind. Mind knowing why? Well, of course, I understand if you don't feel like telling me, but aren't we best friend? Maybe I can help you. Or if you just want to let it out, then tell me about it. And maybe you'll feel better. I know I'm not the best person to ask advices or even just talk to someone who's been going through such a rough time. But I'm here for you, and you know that. And I will always be here for you. What? Did I hurt you right? I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry about that, dude. Actually, I have something to tell you. I think it was last week. I saw her with this other guy from the football team. I didn't tell you about it because I was not sure myself and I didn't want to ruin your relationship out of assumptions that she's doing something. I'm sorry, dude. I never thought that she would cheat on you. Remember a couple of months ago? This also happened to me, and I was crying for weeks. It was such a rough time. But you were there for me, and I got through it. And I'm sure you will too. And I know that you are so much stronger than I. You'll easily get over this. Especially with your looks, you'll easily find a girl. And dude, don't be feeling so down now. You know, we have a prom tonight, and it's a really big night for us. And you know what? You will find a lot of girls there. Remember Jessica? She was really into you. And I am pretty sure she is. and they are still. And also Mona. Yeah, isn't she cute? You know, dude, you were very popular in school. If this one didn't work, I'm sure the next one will. And you also have me. No, I didn't say anything. But yes, I was saying, you look so good. You're so charming. You're very kind. Everything about you is just so good. Well, it was her loss. It was her loss that she cheated on you. And I think, don't get me wrong, dude, but I think this must also be a good thing. Because now you know that she's not the right one for you. And it happened pretty early in the relationship. If it lasted longer, it could have been worse. Maybe we should just look more into the bright side. Shall we? Yeah, I understand. You think she's different and you already thought she's the one, but it's just not the reality right now. There are a lot of people who like you, who loves you, and you should just look around yourself, and maybe it's just right there. Maybe you need not to look from afar. I'm sorry, dude. I'm just not really good with this kind of stuff. But you shouldn't really be feeling down now. You know, prom only happens once a year, and it only happens once in a lifetime. It's just one time, dude. It's just this one night. And I'm sorry if it might not gonna be the best night for you. But you being there will make someone's night really special. I'm talking about everyone. They really like you. Let me wipe off your tears. You look so beautiful, dude. Your eyes, your cheeks, your nose, your hair, and everything about you is just so good. Now that I'm closer to you like this, you really are so beautiful. I was actually kind of jealous to your girlfriend. I mean, to your ex, because she got to see you like this all the time. I was wondering, when is it gonna be my turn? Hey. kissed me. No, no, please. Please don't say sorry. I liked it. Can we do it more? Please? Something first. Dude, I know this isn't the perfect time to tell you this, but I've been so in love with you. You have no idea how I wanted to do this with you, how I wanted to be with you. Kiss you, to touch you. I just always stepped back because I thought that you've always wanted someone else. And I've been holding back my feeling since, I don't know, years? I think I've been starting to feel like this towards you when we were younger. But the thought of losing you, the thought of you not liking me back scared me. That it might push you away. Dude, I'm trying to be brave right now, and so I'm telling you that I love you. It doesn't matter if you don't love me back. You know, I'm completely fine, just at least don't push me away. And don't ever leave. You don't really need to answer to my feelings. It's so embarrassing. Oh, wait. Shh. Hey, dude. You don't need to give me your answer now. I can wait. I'll give you all the time you need. I know this is too soon. It's just really so sudden, even for me, especially for you, after what just happened with you and your girlfriend. But don't worry, I'll just act like nothing happened, and I'll just wait when you're ready to let me know, okay? I guess I'm gonna go for now. See you at the prom later.